Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday. Over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Plus, if you want to send in your voicemail messages, you can always go to SiriusXM.com/GetSirius so we can hear your voicemail messages in case you couldn't catch me on the phone directly. Once again, that's SiriusXM.com/GetSirius. To leave your voicemail messages. A lot of stuff to get into today. Obviously, the residue from Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara, California, where the Seahawks trounced the New England Patriots 29-13. A lot of talking going on from there. Seattle, can they run it back? Looking at the NFC, where does Sam Darnold rank as a top quarterback within the NFC conference? Looking at the AFC, what chance do you give the Patriots to return to the Super Bowl next year? Who's the team to watch in either conference, whether it's Seattle or New England, or whether it's somebody else from each respective conference for next year's Super Bowl 61, which will be aired for the very, very first time by ESPN and ABC. So definitely looking forward to that, the site of my day job. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. There's a lot of stuff to get into in regards to the National Football League, and we most certainly will do that. But I'm going to start off today's show by getting into the NBA. Clearly, I'm going to touch on the Super Bowl halftime show as well, because I was here on the air for 2 hours yesterday making my position clear about Bad Bunny, who, by the way, had about 135 million views, the halftime show. 135 million views. Keep that in mind. I applauded it and what have you, but you got people with their own agendas sitting out there lying. And then thank God I've got a radio show. Thank God I've got a television show. Thank God I've got a political show. Thank God I've got a YouTube channel. Thank God I've got all the outlets that I have available to me, because these people lie just as much as they breathe. But I'll get into that a little bit later on as the show progresses. First order of business I want to get into is LeBron James and the NBA. Because as we sit here today, you know, there was a little melee going on. I ain't going to call it a brawl, but there was a little melee going on last night with the Detroit Pistons and the Charlotte Hornets getting into it. And Durin, the center for the Detroit Pistons, got into it with Diabate and one of the small forwards for the Charlotte Hornets. And obviously, Isaiah Stewart, he got himself involved because his brother's ready to fight with anything and anybody. So clearly that was an issue. And then Bridges himself, Miles Bridges, he threw a punch. It's going to be a bunch of suspensions and stuff like that. I didn't mind it at all. Before I get into LeBron James and the Lakers, I want to say this about the little fight there. I didn't mind it at all. I know there are people out there. I mean, we don't need to see the violence. We don't need to see the violence. That's not what sports are supposed to be. No, I don't want to hear that. I can't tell y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of seeing everybody hugging one another and singing Kumbaya. I don't give a damn. I don't mind seeing cats get. Now, I don't want you throwing blows and stuff getting into the stands and a whole bunch of people swinging and all of this. That's not good. I understand that. But I want to see animosity. I want to see an absence of friendship. I want to see cats that are going at one another and going at it in a way that makes you say, okay, when they see each other again, it's going to be on. And it ain't a boxing match. So, again, things can cross the line, and I understand. And the NBA wants to guard against that. We don't want to see another brawl at the Palace in Auburn Hills. We don't want to see something like that. I got it. But I swear to you, if I've seen it one time, I've seen it too many damn times. All of this hugging and singing Kumbaya with cats that you're about to get into and go at it with one another on the basketball court, you know, during breaks when somebody's at the foul line, you know, during timeouts of, you know, dudes covering their mouths, laughing and hugging and talking with one another. No, I want to see you want to kick somebody's ass. I want to see you want to do that. I want to see when Anthony Edwards was giving it to the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant, and how he was talking to his idol like Kevin Durant, like, I'm about to get you up out of here. I want to see that. I want to see when LeBron, you know, leaves and joins forces in Miami and beats OKC in 2012, and then Kevin Durant turns around and joins the Golden State Warriors in the first matchup in the championship, and he's going up against Cleveland, and he scores a bucket, and he claps his hands, and suddenly he spreads his arm, and he's guarding LeBron, and he's like, yeah, let's go. Now I join forces with somebody. What's up? That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. I don't know whether the story was real or an AI incarnation or whatever, but when former NBA player who now works the NBA on NBA TV and other spots, Brendan Haywood, was talking about a story involving Gilbert Arenas, and how he said if Kobe Bryant's the Black Mamba, he's the Black Mongoose because he had dropped 60 on Kobe and the Lakers. And then Kobe got him on the phone, and he was talking and talking. Again, I don't know how real the story was, but all Gilbert heard was Kobe Bryant said, you asked for this. Remember, you asked for this. And hung up. I didn't ask Gilbert Arenas if that was true or not. But knowing Kobe the way I did, yeah, probably true. And then the next time they met, Kobe had like 30 in the first half. I'm just talking stuff like that. That's what you want to see. That's what you want to see. And if it's somebody, and let me just say this because I got to get it out. Again, LeBron's on the Mount Rushmore. LeBron, one of the all-time greats. And I'll get into him and what he said about his team, the Los Angeles Lakers, in just a second. But sticking to this particular subject because this is on my mind. This is on my mind. And I'm not going to hide from the fact that, damn it, it's on my mind. If there's two things I would blame LeBron for, it's his lack of participation in the slam dunk contest. Everybody who had an aerial assault in basketball competed and participated in All-Star Week and slam dunk contest until LeBron James stopped, until LeBron James didn't do it. And when LeBron James didn't do it, there was a whole bunch of other people that were like, nah, I don't need to do it. I ain't down for that. I got better things to do. Blah, 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 blah. And now we got G Leaguers winning the slam dunk contest. Now, that's not to say that it ruined it, because I remember when Aaron Gordon was going up against Zach LaVine, that was one of the greatest slam dunk contest competitions we have ever seen. But from the days of Connie Hawkins to a Julius Erving to a David Thompson, the list goes on and on and on. A dudes with an aerial assault that showed up to Jordan and Dominique Wilkins, to Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady, and the Kobe Bryants of the world. I mean, when we see stuff like that, that's what you wish for. LeBron refusing to participate kind of ruined that. Using the layup line pre-games, during pre-games, basically showing what he could do, but not doing it during the slam dunk competition, kind of ruined it. And now we see these cats out here, and they ain't doing it anymore. And we got G Leaguers winning the championship. But that wasn't the case when Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon was going at it. I'm telling you that much. That was special. It's relevant to bring that up now because it's going to be a slam dunk contest this Saturday night in Los Angeles. Because that's the site of the NBA All-Star Weekend. I miss that. That's one thing. You appreciate the championships LeBron brought, the appearances in the NBA Finals, which he brought. Having us fixated on the NBA game, great. All good. But I miss that. And the other thing you point the finger at is because, unlike Jordan, unlike Kobe, universally respected, but also disliked by some people, you ain't see a lot of friendship going on. I ain't see a lot of friendship when I saw Jordan going up against the Cavs. I ain't see a lot of friendship when I saw him going up against the Knicks. I ain't see a lot of friendship when I saw him going up against the Indiana Pacers. Closest thing I came to seeing that was when he went up against Magic in the finals, and he was pursuing his first championship, and he was going up against Barkley when he was about to get his third. Wasn't much friendship when he went against Clyde Drexler in Portland. Wasn't much friendship when he went against Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. Wasn't much friendship when he went against Karl Malone and John Stockton. With LeBron, there was always friendships with everybody. Everybody's got their proclivities. Everybody's got their wishes and all of that stuff. That was mine. Nothing major, nothing big. I just think that those are the kind of things that served to hurt competitive fervor. So when I turn around and I see cats going at it the way Charlotte and Detroit was going at it last night, yeah, I know that's not great for the game. We don't need to see violence. We don't need to see body blows. We don't need to see y'all throwing haymakers. That's true. And it's a bunch of suspensions coming down the pike, and deservedly so. I got that. But I want to see vitriol. I want to see hostility against combatants. You know why? Because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if that happens, you've gone all out. You left nothing on the court. You spit it out all on the court. You went for it. You weren't trying to lose. Not to say that that's what guys are trying to do anyway, but there's a little extra oomph when you despise somebody you are going against. Let's keep it a buck. That's just the truth. Anytime I see that kind of hostility, yeah, you got to curb it. You don't want the violence. But you know they're going to go at each other. And that's what I like. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Let me get to what LeBron James had to say about the Los Angeles Lakers, because, you know, they played a game against the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, a game in which they lost, by the way. A game in which they lost despite the fact that the Oklahoma City Thunder did not have its superstar, league MVP, NBA Finals MVP, stud with them, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They still beat the Los Angeles Lakers. And LeBron James was approached after a game, after the game. And when he was approached after the game and asked about reporters, what separates the Lakers from the NBA leading Oklahoma City Thunder, who's 40-13. LeBron had an answer I think everybody should want to hear. Sean, do we have that sound? Play LeBron James, please.
Where are you seeing the gaps between, like, where they're at and things they do well consistently versus, like, kind of the build that you guys are trying to put together?
You want me to compare us to them?
No, I
want
to know where you think of that, like, sort of as this team is on. It's like,
that's a championship team right there. We're not.
What are the biggest things you think that are keeping this team as right now?
We can't sustain energy and effort 48 minutes. And they can. That's why they won a championship.
The man's right. The man's right. Look at every statistic that matters on the defensive side of the ball. And the Lakers are near the bottom in the league in all of them. Look at the Lakers and their shooting percentage from three-point range when they're open. This is with one of the all-time great shooters, J.J. Redick, coaching them. They can't make an open shot. You can't make an open shot. You don't always hustle back on defense. You don't always prioritize defense, period. And with Luka Doncic out, you're relying on Austin Reeves and the 41-year-old LeBron James to come to the rescue. He had 22 points last night, 14 in the second half. Lakers won a three-game winning streak, but that came to an end. Their defensive struggles continued. They led 99-98 with 7:24 remaining before Oklahoma City went on a 21-11 run, by the way. Jalen Williams, who had been down for weeks, comes back in the lineup, scores 23 points. 10 in the final 5 minutes. Let's not forget to add that. He was out with a 10-game injury absence. This is what it is. Now, the Lakers didn't have Luka, so let's not forget that. They didn't have their 32-33-point-per-game scorer. I understand that. But what LeBron is saying is absolutely right. And here's one of the biggest proofs. The Lakers are a perfect 23-0 this season when entering the fourth quarter with a lead. 23-0. the only NBA team undefeated in such games. 23-0 when leading entering the fourth quarter. So you just look at them, you say, you know they're capable. Are they Oklahoma City? No. Are they Denver, San Antonio, Houston? No. Are they even Minnesota? No. But you can look at the Lakers and say, Luka and LeBron on the court together doing their thing have the potential to beat anybody if they get a lick of defense. They don't have that. They went out and got Luke Kennard before the trading deadline, who can shoot. And is at about 50% from three-point range since he arrived in the Lakers uniform 2 games ago. But that's going to help them to some degree, but it doesn't matter if you don't play defense. And that's what the Lakers are looking at right now. This is the kind of stuff that makes you think back. Yes, J.J. Redick's a hell of a coach, and his staff is doing a good job. But this is the kind of thing that makes you think about them missing Darvin Ham, because he did get them to the conference finals. And he was primarily focused on defense. Stopping somebody did matter to him. So those things are incredibly important, and those are the things that we can't forget. Luka, LeBron, and the Lakers are also a league-best 15-3 in clutch-time games this season. It's just that Lakers, defensive rankings, defensive efficiency, 22nd, defensive field goal percentage, 27th, defensive three-point percentage, 22nd, block shots per game, 27th, contested shots per game, 28th. How are you 28th in contested shots in the NBA thinking you're going to be a playoff team? That means you're just letting people shoot open shots, that you're not contesting the way that you should. That's the reality. That is what we are talking about when we are looking. When we are looking at the Los Angeles Lakers, they don't want to play any defense. It's just that simple. 888-MAD-DOG-6, that's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Raiders officially named former Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak as their head coach. It'll be interesting to see what he's going to do. But in terms of touching on the residue from the season, Sam Darnold right now has to be considered the top three, top four quarterback in the entire NFC. Matthew Stafford and Jalen Hurts are the only excuses to definitively put above Sam Darnold. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen in the same class. Who's the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl championship from that draft class? It's Sam Darnold. When you look at what they're talking about as it pertains to, you know, the other quarterbacks in the league, Jared Goff threw for 4,500 yards, had 34 touchdowns, just 8 interceptions. They can't put him ahead of it. Caleb Williams is a bad brother and guided the Chicago Bears to a number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs with his 11-6 record. Can't put him ahead. Damn sure can't put Mr. 2 playoff victories in 10 years, Dak Prescott, ahead of Sam Darnold. You're not going to put Jordan Love, who wilts beneath pressure in the postseason. You're not going to put him ahead of Sam Darnold. You're not going to put Brock Purdy ahead of Sam Darnold because Brock Purdy got to the Super Bowl, but Sam Darnold delivered the Super Bowl championship. Albeit through his defense, he still did it. He was still a quarterback in charge. He still guided them. Then when you look at that, it's really about Matthew Stafford and Jalen Hurts. That's what you're thinking about. And in the AFC, when you think about Drake May, I know you saw him. He was number 2 in league MVP candidacy. Are you going to put him ahead of Josh Allen? Going to put him ahead of Lamar Jackson? You're going to put him ahead of Patrick Mahomes. You sure? I'm not. I'm just not. You got to think about those things before you make your decision. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. Just 888-623-3646. You're listening live to Stephen A., Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio right here with you. Another thing that I wanted to touch on before we go to break. I got to tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a show. It's on Here's Where I Do Sports. And I have my political show on POTUS Channel 124 every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. So I'll be on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, it's amazing how you have a lot of people doing this nonsense. You know, you got people out there with bots with fake accounts. You got people out there with burner accounts. You got people out there trying to twist narratives and all of this other stuff, creating clicks and also trying to denigrate me because they may not like what I say or they might not like whatever. And I'm like, I have no problem with being attacked as long as you're attacking me for accurate stuff. We live in very, very polarizing times. And so when you see people that say things you don't necessarily agree with, you're going to react to it in some instances. I get that part. But it's the made-up stuff that bothers me. Because you have people with no integrity, no class, no decency whatsoever, or those who are simply just starving and whatever it takes to create clickbait, they'll do it because they're going to get paid that way. It's all about the algorithms, they say, right? It's all about the algorithms. So I sat up here yesterday for 2 hours talking about, amongst other things, NFL stuff and all of that stuff. But I also talked about Bad Bunny and his halftime performance, which I thought was good. I actually went on the record and said I agree with J.J. Watt. He said he didn't understand much, but it was a nice vibe. Absolutely. Party atmosphere. It's a good show. He did a good job. Barely spoke any English and all of that. I said, don't care. Not for me. Because I was feeling that Latino flavor. I was feeling it. I was feeling that Hispanic flavor. No doubt. These are the things that I said. And yet, you see people posting videos claiming that I was against it because I said that the president had a point where he said a lot of folks didn't understand what he was saying because he was speaking purely in Spanish and not English. And it would have been nice to hear a couple of songs in English or whatever, but that's all. But I liked the show. And he had every right to do what he did, and I support it. And the NFL is doing big business, and Bad Bunny's doing big business. You can't fault anybody for that. You're trying to appeal to a global audience. You're trying to globalize your brand. You're the National Football League. You've had games in Germany, in France, in England, in Dublin. Okay? That's what you're trying to do. In Mexico, in Brazil. And you're going to have them again. And a more global appeal you receive, the more revenue you'll likely generate, which nobody does better than the National Football League. And because of that would explain why you did damn near an entire concert in Spanish. And because I said that, they got me all over the place with pictures pairing me with right-wingers talking about I was against Bad Bunny. I was not against Bad Bunny. One lie after another after another. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this, and I'm going to get a little personal here. I honor my contracts. I'm not going away. Not going away. I say stuff on my political channel or my YouTube channel. Why folks calling ESPN? I didn't say it on their airwaves. They have nothing to do with what I'm saying. I own this show. I'm in a partnership deal with SiriusXM on both my shows, and I own my own YouTube channel. Why are you constantly bringing up that my day job, ESPN, Stephen A. of ESPN? Because you want to get me canceled. Why don't you bring up enough about me on SiriusXM? Because you know there's no way in hell Scott Greenstein, the president, or SiriusXM is going to cancel me. We live in a society where people are sitting up there looking at it, and it's like, yo, if you disagree with somebody, that's a reason to go scorched earth on them, as if they've committed a crime. That's what these soft-ass, irrelevant, non-productive people try to do. It's not appropriate to say on SiriusXM. I'm going to say it anyway. They can kiss my ass. These people that do this stuff. I'm not talking about my listeners. I'm not talking about my audience on any platform that I am, who always support me, nothing but love for y'all, even when you disagree with me. I'm talking about people willing to use fake stuff and lies to start stuff. They could kiss my ass. And I want to state this because I know there's some people that have reached out to employers and people who run platforms like SiriusXM and ESPN looking to create noise for me. Let me be very, very clear in this regard as well. I'm not here to be your friend. I speak my truth. I tell you how I feel. And then I give you the platform to express what you feel, albeit respectfully. Callers can agree with me or disagree with me. Listeners can agree with me or disagree with me. That's what makes the world go round. I'm not crossing nor touching any third rails. Unless, of course, you think a third rail is honestly and genuinely expressing how you feel based on facts. That's what I do. That's what I'm here to do. And that's what I'm going to continue to do for as long as I'm in this business. It's been 30 plus years. I think I'm okay. But I'm going to say it one more time. Those who want me to be, to want to get at me by lying, refusing to contextualize me properly, and coming after me, you could kiss my ass. And I mean it. I'm not backing up. It ain't been me. It ain't going to be me. And I want to make that very, very clear. When you're listening to me on this channel, I talk sports. On ESPN, I talk sports. We're talking about Bad Bunny because of the Super Bowl halftime show, and they're lying and trying to misrepresent me. Fine, go ahead. It's not going to stop me. All it does is inspire me. It makes me louder. It makes me more energetic. It makes me more fearless. Because I refuse to bow to your sorry asses. Whoever you are out there, misrepresenting what I say on purpose. You know you're not telling the truth. But it's okay. I told y'all in October, I had major dental surgery on the right side of my mouth. Been healing really, really nice. And in December, I had it on the left side of my mouth. And it's healing really, really nice. Did you know that I had my tooth stapled to my gums when I was on the air talking to y'all? For like a month each time. I'm telling you that story because I want you to understand I've actually been mild-mannered because I've had to conserve my energy, taking antibiotics and, you know, trying to work on my health and getting better and better every day. By about the springtime, I expect to be in the best shape of my life. Louder than ever, more outspoken than ever, more energized than ever. Y'all think I'm bad now? You wait a couple of months. You just wait. I ain't even begun to roar. And I'm only a half a year into my return to radio. It ain't nothing compared to what's coming. Because of my health, and because some of you of them pissed me off. It don't apply to people who are fair-minded. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm not talking about the wonderful listeners for SiriusXM across all platforms. I'm talking about them lying, no good bastards who ain't got nothing better to do to earn a dollar other than lie. That's who I'm talking about. I'm not backing up. I'm marching forward. I'm coming. Remember, I said it. And if you don't, it's okay, because I'm going to remind you. 888-MAD-DOG says the number. Call us 888-623-3646. Your calls and more coming up in a minute. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more of your calls in a minute.